I feel a chill. All right, so what you just heard. First, we started out with the cramps. I was a teenage werewolf, followed by the misfits. I turned into a Martian. There was no way to do this hour without including at least a couple misfit songs in there. So get ready for another one of those coming up later in the hour. Just because, like, that's as central as it gets to the punk horror connection there. So, and then that last thing that you heard was the Ramones with Pet Sematary. I think we're trying to cover as many corners of Halloween as we can. We've hit werewolves, we've hit Martians, we did Pet Sematary, which I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for the Pet Sematary remake that they're about to put out. So I don't know if that'll be good and scary or if it'll be just not great. Interesting to see what that'll be like. Anybody trying to see any good scary movies in the theater this weekend? What's out? Is it like, I guess the remake of Halloween is out. I might go see that. That actually is a movie that probably would get to me. The original Halloween really does get to me, even though it's just such a like old and low budget movie. It really, really holds up, even today. And I think it has to do with the soundtrack. I think it has to do with the score, because that theme is just so freaking creepy. But up next, I think we will have to cover the section of Halloween that deals with psycho killers. And so without further ado, a little bit of the Talking Heads.
Run, 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 run. little girls and put them on my wall. Hack the heads off little girls and put them on my wall.
All right, so those last couple songs you listened to were Talking Heads with Psycho Killer. That's an absolute classic. And then that last thing was another Misfits song, Skulls. The next thing that I'm going to play, you know, I've been playing strictly older stuff up to this point, and I want to transition slightly here and play something that is newer, and it is a couple of guys who seem to be taking a page out of the book of Death Grips and trying to kind of meld together punk themes and rap themes, and all the while making it kind of horror based. And in fact, the band's name is Horror. Now, it's spelled H-O-9-9-0-9. And I never knew how to pronounce it until I just looked it up, and it was explained to me that it is pronounced Horror. Now, I don't know why that would be, or like how in the world that would be pronounced Horror, H-O-9-9-0-9, but it is. And so these guys are up and coming. These guys are new. I think it was like either last year or a couple years ago when they put out their first album or something like that. So this is a song called Bone Collector by Horror. Let me know what you think.
Yeah. I said then middle finger sky high, triple black, then mountain overload. I don't overdose, I can smoke a O and still poke a hoe with no dough to blow. I ain't frontin' on the East Coast nigga with a thing for a round skin mama with a crazy pose. Let the camera roll, let the carpet roll when I touch the stove. Cook down so we tiptoe down, come around to your memory lane. With a fine tooth comb, let me sit in your brain. Summer tell me where the blindfold enemies hang. Bring a six pack, zigzag, rebel shit, cannabis. Fly geared up when I bust a rhyme, but I'm up back, grind like a duck tip run. At the money store with a death grip, drip, zip knees, getting straight for that shine. So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Let them take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down.
Take it down. Oh yeah.
So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Take it down. Take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Take it down. Take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Let me break it down. Mothers crying, children dying, bodies lying on the floor, bloody face down. Don't make a fucking sound or I will hang you from a tree. You come to safety, you land 6 feet in Earth's ground. You'll never be found, cause I will leave a single trace. I'll reach your face, don't zombie bitch, just cannibal shit. Let them take it down. Let them take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Take it down. Take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down. Take it down. Take it down. So I let them do their job and let them take it down.
Thank you.
So that was Bone Collector by Horror. So a little taste of something new for maybe some people. And I think on that note, I think we'll continue with stuff that is from the more recent end of punk with horror themes in it. I mean, what I'm about to play is by no means recent, but it's at least, you know, 2000s. And so the next thing we'll be playing, Night of Broken Glass.
Night of broken glass, it was a night of broken glass. It was the first, but it's not the last. It was a night of broken glass, it was a night.
Glass! Thank you.
Okay, so what we just listened to was Not a Broken Glass by the late great Jay Retard, and the and then that was followed by Radkey with Cat and Mouse. Radkey, I am definitely plugging them. They are a band from my home state, and so they come out of St. Joseph, Missouri. Good to hear local bands, and that one's called Cat and Mouse. It's got like a whole like psycho killer coming to get you narrative, so I thought it was fitting. And so we are gonna keep it on this theme, and it's gonna get a little macabre. Here is Andrew Jackson Jihad with Bad Bad Things.
Okay, go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so that quick little ditty was Bad Bad Things by AJJ or Andrew Jackson Jihad, however you want to refer to him. Yeah, it's definitely one of the darker songs that I put on this playlist. Very macabre. So I figure since we are at the halfway point of the hour, I thought I'd throw in a quick PSA and then we'll get on to maybe a more cheery Halloween song, huh? So this PSA, which is one that I think I've actually done before. I remember doing this freshman year. It is about public transit versus walking. So if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on your distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I think it's a good message. If you live around Tufts and you need to go to Harvard Square, for instance, consider walking down there. It's a nice walk, good exercise, fresh air. If the weather's nice enough, go for it. I like the T, but it is always good to try biking or walking every once in a while and get to know your surroundings. Get to know the neighborhood around you. Always, Always a good experience. May take up a little bit more time, but definitely worth it. Okay, so we are going to, since I almost feel bad about playing that last song, we are going to switch it over to a much more fun-filled song. This is the always entertaining Jonathan Richman with his song Vampire Girl.
Gather around for a minute or two, and I'll admit something to you. I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. She could be, she could rise, she do ritual sacrifice. Vampire girl, vampire girl, whoa, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. Go little vampire girl, go little vampire girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so we listened to Jonathan Richman, Vampire Girl, and then that last thing I played was yet another Misfits song, Halloween. They're just all, they're all those Misfits songs are just so perfect for tonight, and they're so short, I had to put in multiple. So I hope you guys are enjoying that. If not, you know, they're over quickly. So the next song I'm going to play is kind of in honor of what I'm hoping to do tomorrow night, which is attend at the Somerville Theater Rocky Horror Picture Show with the full stage cast and everything like that. I think it is apropos that we play a Rocky Horror song. So everybody get ready to do the time warp.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. But it's the velvet dust. It really does you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Oh, fantasy, free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing. When a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickaxe track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change.
To the left.
Let me step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Time Warp from Rocky Horror Picture Show, followed by Blood Visions. The next song I'm going to play, I just couldn't help myself. It's like not even, it's just a pure comedy one. I don't know if there's any fans of 30 Rock listening per chance, but I just couldn't pass up on playing this one. Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Aw, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my half Torah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes.
He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfing clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. Tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves."
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh, the next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh, this man.
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey, man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins, I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were a brain-sucking pack who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not an R.
There's no such thing as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural
wolves
of Frankenstein.
Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah, kooky, hairy. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. I got excited when I saw a poodle on the streets the other day.
Soul dancing.
Okay, so we did Werewolf Bar Mitzvah for any of the 30 Rock fans out there, and we followed that up with another Andrew Jackson Jihad song, Coffin Dance. So if you're just tuning in, we are coming into the end of the hour. What you missed was basically me trying to do an hour of spooky Halloween-related music, a lot of it punk, but a good deal of it not. And so I think we will play just a couple more. The next song is just, pure fun energy and just inscrutable as all get out. So, this is Germs with Manimal. Enjoy. Okay, so that was Manimal by the Germs. And so I think we've reached our final song of the night. I think I'll be calling back to Rocky Horror just because it's a fun one to end on. Hopefully you're somebody who knows the words by heart. I will be signing off at this point. This has been an hour of spooky Halloween-themed music to ring in the holiday. My name is DJ Gimme Gimme. This has been Full Tilt. We will be back same time, Wednesdays, 3 a.m. to 4 a.m., doing a different theme each week, so you never really know what you're going to get, but hopefully it's something that you like. Hopefully I introduce you to something you haven't listened before, or maybe I'm just playing stuff that you already like. Whatever it may be, tune in. We'll be doing fun stuff. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good night, everyone, and happy Halloween.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still. But he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from how the message ran.
Double feature picture show.